I just can't think of it. I think they call them dogs to hold the wood. I think they did. That's not it. What would be your word for it? What's the correct word for it anyway?
Well, there's a lot of different words.
Yeah, I guess there were, yeah.
What we
want
to find is what the
yeah,
correct
I see.
Word is.
Yeah, well, I just don't, it just doesn't come to me. I'm a little hazy because I've been checking old records all the morning. I've got some land troubles too. I've got land troubles, and you have them, you know, and it's very discouraging and very, I don't know, disheartening and everything else. Of course, I'm doing it for somebody else, but I'm partly responsible for it because it's a relative of mine, and as I say, one thing and another, and but you run into a bad thing, and I don't snap as well as I should on some things.
Okay. Do you remember if you had a wood fire, a log fire?
Mm-hmm.
A name for the big log that'd be the main log in the fire.
Well, they call it the backlog.
Backlog,
yeah, backlog.
And would you really stick it in the back, or would that just be?
Well, of course, if you could get the fire going and could get a big log on the back, why, it would burn longer, and then most of the heat is supposed to go back to the back of the chimney, and they call them andirons too, I think, to hold the logs up and all. But anyway, that's the idea. I still know how to build a fire in one, because both of my daughters have fireplaces. In fact, my daughter on St. Simon's has two fireplaces, but we kind of economize a little on building it here. But anyway, that would be the backlog. Of course, the backlog would be larger and burn longer.
What would you call the kind of sticks that you use to start the fire?
Well, we call it, a lot of people call it kindling, lakewood, fatwood, either one or another. Kindling would be the proper name for it, to start the fire with kindling.
And would they all be the same thing, kindling or fatwood or lightwood? Oh, yes.
Just different names for the same
thing? Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Did you call the black stuff that formed in the chimney?
Well, soot.
About the white stuff that collect in the bottom?
Ashes.
And up above the fireplace, the shelf, I think, where you put pictures and that kind of stuff?
Oh, the mantle.
Okay, what about the piece of furniture that's made for two or three people to sit on?
Well, settee, I suppose. I guess you, for two people to sit on, you would call it settee, I guess. And of course, the other, I guess that was it. Mm-hmm.
Would you use any different names for it, depending on whether or not it had arms on the side?
Oh, yeah, your size. I imagine a settee would be mostly for one or two people, and one for more would be I should just don't even think of it now. I'm off somehow. I'm sorry.
Okay. Some of the stuff in the bedroom. The thing that has drawers in it, in the bedroom.
Dresser. Chest of drawers, or used to call them bureaus years ago.
Mm-hmm. Would you use those words for the same thing, or would that be different items?
Well, of course, chest of drawers would just be a chest, and of course a dresser would be something that you more than have to have the drawers and the mirror over it. They don't generally have them attached to them so much, but they upstairs, I have one of the older ones with the mirrors attached to it and all, and they'd call that a bureau years ago. The drawers and the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to walk back up there, I'll show it to you anyway. They'd call that a bureau years ago. But now you have your dresser and you have your generally mirrors that are hanging or movable or different things like that. They're not attached to the furniture as much now as like they were years ago.
Okay.